Greetings, 8-bitlings. The time has come. Prepare your ears. We are about to start the biggest remix competition in history. Welcome to Slay Radio's Arok Tribute Remix Competition. And here are your hosts for this evening. Slayon, Ziona, on Slay Radio.
Well, well.
And my countdown was a bit fucked up too. And yeah, sorry about that in the intro. We didn't have time to do a proper intro for this particular show. So we just reused the one from Marcel that we did for the live show.
It's not a show, it's more like announcement.
Yeah, so, very, very true.
But it's finally all good. Here. It's been a blast. and there were lots of things to work on and about regarding like everything. And apologies to Marcus, whose message I just noticed on Slay Radio, because we were completely unnotified about his message, and he sent it like Friday.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how these page notification messages work. Usually we get notifications, but this time we didn't, so I don't know.
Yeah,
sometimes Facebook hides it, but that's why it kind of helped when you reached out in email, because, well, most of those cases could be resolved, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to the voting, so...
And I'm not sure that if he tried later in the evening on Friday, because there were some issues with the sign-up and the password recovery, which is part of the reason why we extended the voting one day or 12 hours. Or how much? Yeah, about 12
more,
hours.
It's slightly more than 12 hours.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be 11 p.m. Friday, but it ended up being Saturday and 12 noon, CEST, right?
Yeah.
So, we extended it a little bit because of these problems, and of course people had some time to reach out at least. So I guess most of the problems, or well, all the problems that got to you could be sorted?
Yeah, all the problems I was aware of by the end of the show on Thursday were sorted sometime on Friday, which then since we had the extension and all of that, should have covered for most of the people who wanted to vote and such. But yeah, it's been a bit of a journey, let's say, put it that way.
Yeah, it's been certainly a journey, and you successfully eliminated double votes as well, like... when we saw, like, say, my P kind of thing. you checked the database.
There were some double votes and weird things with a few voters that I eliminated from the database, as in corrupt vote data, essentially. So those were removed.
That was one case, I think, right?
It doesn't matter. There were corrupt entries, and those were either fixed or removed, as in repaired, because I could go back to the web server logs and see what they were actually trying to vote for. So I corrected some, and like mentioned earlier, removed some as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it for that. But other than that, what was it? How long did we have to prepare for everything? About a month, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never got around to writing the voting system until the day before the show. So 6 a.m. Of the day of the show, I committed the code for the voting system. But here's the fun part. I only wrote half of the voting code, so it only logged the votes, so I couldn't actually read back and see what was happening until later. the day after. I think I wrote the code to pull it out on Saturday. So not until Saturday did even we or I know the state of the votes. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Yeah, indeed.
Oh, man. But yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we really talked everything through with the Arrow guys as well. We got the question like how the votes would be weighed, 1 point per star or average. Like average would mean if you would weigh the votes according to how many people have voted. And then, of course, take an average of the stars that they gave on one production, which is the RKO way of voting. And
More or less,
with a bit of complications, yeah, which I don't know about like in detail, but I know that this is how RKO works. And most of the Demoscene parties and also AROC works on point-based system. So we went with that in the end. And just for the record, we checked both the average and the point things as well. And, well, the outcome didn't really change much.
So there's a good reason for that. Magnar asked on Twitch here how many votes. There were 76 voters, so individual voters. And the amount of votes, i.e., that's one of the kind of funny ways in which I log things. I could essentially put a timeline on the votes because I log each individual vote that was made separately with a timestamp. So with all of the votes, with all of the clicks, 2,500, I think, was the number.
Wow.
And fun thing is that we noticed once we started correlating the data and putting it all into tables and seeing what was actually going on yesterday, is that the range of voters, as in per track, was at the minimum 50 people voting for a track, at the most 60. So that's why the average and the point count actually worked fairly similarly in how they ended up in the ranks. So technically not a big difference if you did the average or compared to the straight up points.
Yeah.
So there we are, or here we are rather. I think people are eager to get to it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are we talking about here? They are curious about the results. So how should we start this?
Yes, I guess we'll. That's actually a point of order that we haven't mentioned. We will not go through the entire list. This is just
tracks,
a short announcement show. So we will only go position 10 to 1 because we are playing the songs from 5 onwards. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not screensaver; it's the cable. So we're not exactly sure how to do this. I thought I had it in my head until I just said that. But
okay.
Let's start with the track that came in on 10th position. I think we can play a little bit of it at least. So bring out the 10th position.
Hang on a minute, I guess.
Yes,
then,
we need to sort that, yeah. So in at number 10 came Anthony Walters with Zoid's epic vocal soundtrack.
Thank you.
So Anthony Waters and Zoid's epic vocal soundtrack ended up on the 10th place. Yeah, amazing
tent,
song.
10th place, tent. Camping place.
Camping. Yeah, amazing song. So yeah, it's 50, really nice.
Yeah, 54 people voted. The number here, I actually need to maybe change that a little bit. Anyway, 54 people voted for that track and got a total of 195 points.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
I need to just do a quick fix there. Mm-hmm. And then do this, because we are going to play about a minute of each of the tracks.
Yeah. LP Chip just asked if we will post the final order of all tracks. Of course we will.
Yes.
So we will share this.
Yeah, there will be an announcement on the Slay Radio pages, news item on there with a link to the entries.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can count on that coming. But we decided to go with the first 10 announcement because it's a little bit long list.
Yeah, we're not going to do a 3.5 hour show again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just doing 1 minute of the position 10 to 6, and then the top 5 will play in their entirety.
Entirety.
So yeah, so sorry about this little bit of mess. We literally just made up our minds about how to do this.
Anyway, let's carry on. That's in the 9th place.
Yes, and on the 9th place we have a little bit of rock with Dusty and Tusker Metal Tribute 2020
nice.
Rework.
It's a revisited version of Tusker. Subtune 3. Should I show a little bit of preview of that? Maybe?
Yes, yes.
Dusty, congrats. That's also a very nice result, I think, from the amount of tunes. So really nicely done.
Indeedly
nice work of Tusker. Tusker. I always say Tusker for some reason. I'm
very,
very sorry.
That's why.
Yeah, right.
No, you are.
Yes, I am. I definitely am.
Yeah, right.
And the party is too. So, anyway.
Right.
8th place.
Yeah, did you get the points and whatnot for that?
Hang on. Yeah, let me tell you that Dusty got votes from 59 people and the points are 198. Very nice. I mean, the stars he gathered, because the points equal to the stars, the amount of stars he gathered with his track. So nice job done there. And then I guess we can jump to the eighth place.
Yeah, let me just double check so we are showing the right thing. I still have a bit of work to do here.
And I can tell you that yes. On the eighth place we keep on rocking with
Mark.
With Necropolo, because New Life 2 with Shell Nørdebø. I guess this is how you...
Yeah, I think it's the original composer of it.
Yeah, exactly. So this is why it's Versus. So he wanted to respect the original composer and a New Life 2 Hokuto Force remix is our next tune to play a little bit. Necropolo's amazing guitar sounds here.
Guitar wanking. Lovely.
He's really good with that. So, yep. A New Life 2 on the 8th place. And let me tell you some data. 57 people voted for his song. And he reached 199 points. A very close competition in the top 10, by the way. So, between him and Dusty, there was 1 point difference. And then, shall we carry on? We shall carry on with the seventh place, where DMC's one of the tunes took the place, and it was PCW Tune 88. CW Tune 88 Tribute to Edwin by DMC. Nice little ditty.
Very, very nice, I think. Congrats, yep. DMC.
Indeed. Nice job. And then we have an interesting situation on the sixth place because it's a shared rank. And and I don't know if I should tell both at the same time or just...
Yeah, you can tell both, actually.
Okay, so Control-Z with Contaxia came out at the sixth place, and Slagon with Oblique. Hoax me once, shame on you, he says. So, yeah, both of them ended up gathering 203 points. And both of them got 58 people's votes. So that was very much of a draw, I would say.
Very much of a draw, yeah.
So let's carry on with Control-Z first. Chirpy, chirpy.
Chirpy, chirpy.
Chirpy, chirpy, chip. Oh, and,
yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I'll start your just song. Do that. Here we go. And
tell me something about this subtitle, The Hoax Me Once, Shame on You.
It's because it appeared in a hoaxer's demo at Goob
Data. Right.
So I thought it's called Fool Me Once, Shame on You. So I thought Hoax Me Once, Shame on You. Yeah,
great.
Whatever.
It's a very special tune, I think, and its sounds are so nice and unusual. So it's... It takes a special place in my heart.
And so Leia says, I hear vocal on this tune. You're welcome to add some.
Ha-ha, look at that. Yeah, you could even take it to the next level then. So, sounds
so
great. Okay.
Yes, where are we now?
We arrived to the
five.
Top five.
And we are going to start playing the entire songs now.
Yes, exactly. So, we arrived...
I'm just laughing at Leia's comment. Slagon goes to Bollywood. anyway, sorry. We have arrived at the top five.
Indeed. So, let us announce the fifth place. And those guys are with us for like 2-3 years now, if I remember correctly. And do really nice and full stuff with full of melodies.
And who are they then?
They are Sydney Fye. And The Last Ninja, The Wilderness ended up being on the 5th. Yep. Definitely.
That woke me up.
Definitely. So Sydney Fye and The Last Ninja, The Wilderness ended up at the 5th place. Really well done song.
Indeed, Ims. Very, very well done.
Indeed. So, yeah, and since we are at the top 5, we are at the medal section. So top 5 will receive medals, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant rock, like in
rock.
Metal.
Yeah,
so the rest
well.
Of the top list is just metal, just so you know. So if you didn't do a metal track, you're out. Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, anyway, we will discuss about the details later. So, yeah, let's make it sure. And then I guess we can carry on with the 4th place.
I guess we can.
And it looks like Sonic Wanderers... slower than usual song ended up being on the fourth place. Bob lost the high score.
Oh, vote and stuff for Sydney Fi first.
Apologies. Sorry. Yeah, apologies.
So, forgot about that.
Sydney Fi gathered 50 votes from 55 people and got 204 points. Oh my god, that was like a tight competition because between you, Control Z, yeah, and Sydney Fi, there is 1 point difference. So
yeah, and that's because we had more votes. We had 58 people voting for our tracks and 55 for Sydney Fi. So they, in general, must have voted higher for their track.
Yeah, yeah. So it's 55 mm-hmm. votes and 204 points reached. And yeah, now we can carry on with the fourth place, which yes. is Sonic Wanderer and Bob Luster high score Chasm
of Chasm.
Chasm. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry, Chasm of Eternity.
Thank you.
So, fourth place, and this track gathered votes from 57 people and ended up gathering 208 points.
The rest of the tracks for position 3, 2 and 1 also got votes from 57 people. So it's a really tight race here.
Yeah, so absolutely. I would want to say that the 57 was the highest number, but no.
No, it was 60.
60, yeah, yes. Exactly. So, then I guess we enter the top three now, right?
Well, that's a shitty fanfare. We should have had Boz here. He can do a proper fanfare thing, like a trumpet sound with his mouth.
Yep.
That's where the sounds from him come out, see?
Yeah, that's true. He could do this so much better. So, at the third place, thank you everyone. It looks like we ended up Slagon, me and Peter Clark with Tales of Boon.
Thank you.
the track that almost didn't get finished for the compo. Just saying.
Almost, because of me. Thank you to everyone who voted for that. Yeah. On behalf of Peter Clark as well, obviously. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. And the numbers of the song, 57 voting people for this, and 215 points or 215 stars we gathered. So, ooh. Yeah, wow, thank ooh. You. And the second place.
Getting close now.
Interestingly enough, it looks like Peter Clark continues his success series since the last Rotti Awards, when he took like two awards, actually. So this time he took the second place with Space Harrier Remix main theme.
Welcome to the Fantasy Zone. Get ready. We'll be right back.
Robert Lark and Space Harrier remix main theme. Very nice job on that one.
Indeed.
And it gathered votes from 57 people and ended up having 219 points.
So we only have one more entry to go.
Yeah.
Before we play the last entry of the evening, or the spot number one, any guesses on the chatty thingies that we have? Anyone? Ba ba da, ba 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 ba. Z-Dude says, of course, Space Harrier wants me to make, makes me want to vote again.
Yeah, it's a really great Ludon song. So.
Max Levine suggests Dasse is the winner. Leia suggests Ziona is the winner.
Any other guesses?
Pete's other one maybe says the real Morty. Which other one was that?
Huh?
Peter Clark's other one, Morty says.
Other one.
Yeah.
But Peter Clark's other one was the Corp.
Yeah, exactly.
Think.
That was
that was the third.
Spot number third.
Yeah, Peter Clark invaded the spots there.
Yeah. Morty says Vincenzo. Or Chetilin says Gabby. And Marcel also. Well, that's some good guesses. And one of them was right.
You are such a bastard.
So, shall we try and let's see if I can actually do this before. And do that and dun 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 dun.
What are you doing dun, right
dun,
now?
Dun, dun, that we are waiting for the number one spot.
And my screen is gone. Yeah. Never mind. So
I can actually prepare the thingy here that I need to prepare. So there we go. Could you please tell people what we have on there? That their number one spot. Okay.
What, me? No, I'm sorry. This is so awkward. I cannot.
Anyway, as the number one came in, that person over there, Ziona with Artillery, also gathered 57 votes, so for votes from 57 people rather, and came in with 223 points.
Well, yeah, so thank you everyone, I'm really flattered. At the same time, I feel really awkward about this. I was willingly working against myself, but never mind. So I'm gonna play the song right now.
Play the song.
I guess.
And congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you. So this track also had 57 voters and gathered 223 points. That means that there were 4 points between the first and the second place, and 4 points between the second and the third place. And there was a little chatter on IRC. A competition is always a tricky thing, in my opinion. First of all, you compare different styles with each other, which is not always the most valid thing you can do, right? So,
yeah, because it's all subjective.
Exactly. We talked about this before the Remix Compo as well, and it's one thing that is subjective, but also in the top 10 there were like many places, several, you will see the entire list soon, where there was 1 point difference between the entries. So that means that they were really close to each other, and one voter could change the outcome, basically. So I would definitely encourage everyone to go ahead and just do not lose your faith in remixing, because I don't know.
Yeah, just I posted a news item on slayradio.org with a link to the full list of the entries, so you can all view it now. So you can see not only the top 10 of the list, but the rest as well. Because if you look at that list, like Ziona mentioned there, it is a very, very close competition. To be honest, I thought we would get a little more people to vote. But yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, so, overall, not that bad, the number of voters, I think. But of course, it's the 1 point system gives you like smaller differences than probably, I don't know.
Yeah, and Teo says really high quality, overall quality in the compo. Yeah, I agree. And I wrote as much, I think, on the news item there. The quality of every single track that was contributed was just really, really high. Except for mine, of course, but, you know.
Oh, come on. Now you're coming with modesty, right?
fake modesty.
No, but seriously, what I can say personally, I really didn't expect such an outcome. I feel both flattered and awkward about it, but well, numbers are numbers. We checked several times from all angles and eliminated every possible double things, and that's what we could do, basically. So I asked Slegon if I can unwin, but he said no. So
no,
I don't
the
know.
The only way to unwin is by not competing.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. But yeah, it's always always remember that ranks do not matter, to be honest, and we will send
no, but
out
these two.
Well, okay, these are very nice, and we will prepare them very soon, and to the top five we will send out. So
yeah, make sure you have your own address so you don't send it to someone else.
I'm gonna try to keep that in mind.
Yeah, this is just an example. It's not, we have not done them yet. This is from the BitLive compo.
Yeah, last year, yeah. It was Slegon's medal.
Yeah, came in second there, but we'll make some nice ones for this one with the proper Arok logo on there and all of that as well.
Yep. Yep.
And we'll try to get in contact with at least the top 10. Top 5. I think we have a good handle on getting those prizes out to the proper people here. So,
yeah.
All good.
So packets soon sending, and of course we will align addresses and such. So So yeah, and I think it's amazing how many entries will be uploaded on RKO, and I think Leo will be really busy with the next edition of Remix News, so looking forward to that.
It's going to be a long one.
Yeah, indeed. And thank you very much for all the contributions that you have done. I think it was really amazing, the amount of them, the quality of them. And basically even the votes, it's like wow. Wow, we are all flattered here, and it's, I don't even have words, so wow. And I would say that I hope that next year we can repeat the competition, but in live environment, locally at Arock Party. We will be there, and if you want to join us, meet us there or whatnot, or just have a nice live party finally in 2021. Let's hope that everything will be all right then. And then we will be broadcasting right from the spot there, the next Remix competition. And I think they might allow remote entries then. I think.
Maybe. It would make it more interesting, I think.
Yes.
So, because it's just, have a look at the quality of these tracks that were in this compo. Just amazing. Thank you to everyone who sent in their contributions. Really, really appreciate.
Yes. And thank you everyone for keeping up with us during the show. And it was a blast. It was really great fun. And keep remixing, because we absolutely love those things. So, and not only we, I think a lot of people are cheered up by those remixes. So,
yeah, perhaps have some sort of an outro tune or something lined up here, because we basically have said what we need to say and announced what we need to announce.
Yeah, so now we are left here awkward how we will finish the announcement.
So, but in any case, we'll be back on Thursday with our regular show. And I did notice that the queue on RKO is already quite long. Not everyone has uploaded their contributions yet. So I'm kind of expecting them to do that shortly. I will probably do that with mine after some minor tweaks, maybe. I don't
know. Yeah, minor tweaks. Yeah, minor indeed. Tweaks. Same here as well. Yeah, I think that what we could do right now is, well, maybe to say goodbye with the first played tune, like when we played in order in the competition, because we played DHS and Keep the Scene Alive. Everyone knows that tune that is keeping up with us, right? And we played it in the last show as well. But
are you keeping up with the remix scene?
Yes.
The remix scene is keeping up with you.
And well, apparently, if my screen comes back, thank you, then I would say that we should play the new edition that came out from the compo. So essentially, it's the remix of the same song. And of course, Vincenzo and Tio made their own competition. And the entire competition's idea was actually coming from Vincenzo, because he reached out to us first. So I think it would be appropriate to finish the award show, so to speak, with his tune. What do you think?
I think that sounds great.
Yeah. So once again, thank you, everyone. See you next year for sure, and live, let's hope so, and of course on the broadcast as well. And let's see how we continue this beautiful tradition to be established right now. So thank you, and have a good night, and see you very soon.